In addition to being aware of our body, is it acceptable to use visual imagery? That is, seeing oneself standing by the ocean, breathing in air created by the waves. How about doing Kegels? And basically anything that works. It's all fair game. So long as it's help support wholesome trains of thought and feeling, and doesn't get entangled in what is unskillful, unwholesome, negative. And it depends on, because some people are visual, say for myself, I'm much more of a tactile person. Not a whole lot of visual stuff going on. Which is, sometimes helpful. It's helpful not having an imagination. It keeps it simple. I know one person Thai person. He grew up in Thailand, moved to Australia to study, and then ended up staying in Australia. And his whole family are meditators. The mother was a very accomplished meditator. So he received instruction when he was young and had the example of his mother. And, as is usually the case, you say, how do you rebel against something like, you just don't meditate, But then he realized after, as he became an adult, he really missed it. He had a real facility for peacefulness and meditation, and he'd just sit down, visualize, lifting up a cool glass of clear water, drinking it slowly, and then by the time he finished the imaginary glass of water, then he'd be in jhana. It was astounding. he is visual. He's just using the visual. So that whatever works, in the sense of whatever helps the mind be peaceful, be clear, be uplifted, be bright. It all works.